I don't know that I've ever quoted scripture in this pregame show. I guess there's a first time for everything.
The end time is near, and so we have to prepare. The end time is near, when the big man are comfy declare. The end time is near.
When searching for a song to use as the theme of this broadcast, I came across this one from John J. Rodriguez, a singer from Belize who was shot and killed in a robbery about 3 years ago. This song was written about the afterlife. Now, I have a couple of rules in regards to sports. One, never talk about politics. Two, never talk about religion. Regardless of your religious beliefs, let's just think about this song and how it relates to the weekend. Kind of like a courtroom. The WCHA standings will play the judge. The defendants, all 10 teams in the WCHA. All 10 teams will come before the judge after tomorrow's game to determine who is being acquitted and who is being sentenced. For after tomorrow's games comes the hockey version of the afterlife. All your teams are preparing for that final day of judgment. Are we in the playoffs? Are we going to be judged as worthy to host in the first round?
Everybody's in the same boat. All 10 teams in their league are in the same boat. February's a grind. That's where you establish yourself. Again, how you're playing going into the playoffs, you know, what place are you taking in the league, just all those things. You know, that's called the home stretch, and we're down the home stretch right now, and you know, you're playing to put yourself in the best possible shape to win games in the playoffs.
Judges and juries are asked to pass on a verdict on their defendants. Did they commit a crime? Last weekend, the Beavers did. The crime of giving up a goal for all intents and purposes, another shorthanded goal.
And here comes Bowling Green now shorthanded. Into the offensive zone, five hole, they score. John Schilling, it's 1-0 right as the penalty expires.
Well, the puck got caught at the point with two Bowling Green penalty killers.
I'm not a happy camper. I'm like you, Schulze, right now. I'm not too pumped up about our power play when we've given up, in my eyes and your eyes and everybody else's eyes, three shorties in the last four games. Come on, guys. Let's go.
But the Beavers did something that could acquit them for their wrongdoings. They became just the second team all season to come back from a second period deficit against the Falcons.
The end time is near when the big man are completely clear.
Off the draw, Justin Beaudry, right up over the shoulder of Bendard. Two apiece. What a shot by Justin Beaudry.
Clean face-off win is what does the trick. A little surprise that got by Bednard, but I think it was the quick release. He wasn't in the position, and it flies right by him.
The end time is near. The playoff seedings will be set after tomorrow night. Now, the Beavers are in, but they would love to host next weekend. And they can't host if they don't win and get a lot of help this weekend. The helping part of the equation? Out of their control. The winning part isn't.
When it comes to hockey, playoffs is everything. You take a look at all the kids who are playing college hockey, 90% of them play junior hockey where they're used to playing playoffs. You know what, 2 out of 3, 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7s. I mean, just like the National Hockey League, I mean, that's kind of synonymous with our sport, and that's what's kind of cool about our sport, is that our playoffs, is it's another season.
Biblical afterlife, hockey afterlife. I guess I just broke that rule about no religion in sports. It's all right. I think God will forgive me for breaking that rule. Our pregame show next here on the Beaver Radio Network.